out in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Reflections is the name of the next DSC Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. We're making plans to roll out the red carpet for you and your family. We all need this. I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason, and I'll meet you in Dallas in February.
Hey there, I'm Billy Kinder. This is Kinder Outdoors. Glad you're here. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It settles the overactive dog very gently, very safely over time. Calming Care. Visit me at Kinder Outdoors and save $5 off your first order. We're going pre-COVID on the show today. Back in January, we'd never heard of COVID-19, and we had huge crowds and a great time at the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in downtown Dallas. At that event, we always have a very special stage with some of the biggest names from the hunting industry. I call them the Mount Rushmore of the hunting world. I'm blessed to be able to MC this event, and we just have a ball. We're going to relive that stage now. Meet the guys.
I'm Billy Kinder. Thank you for listening, for being here today. Let's start on the far end. He's a great friend. He is also a great friend of the Dallas Safari Club. Does so much work for DSC and the foundation each year. He is a wildlife biologist. I'm talking about you, Wyson. He's a wildlife biologist. He's an outdoor writer, television host. DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon. He's a really good hunter and a pretty good old boy. My friend, Larry Wyson. Larry, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Well, thank you. I'm proud to be here, by golly, amongst this illustrious group.
It is an illustrious group. His nickname is Mr. Whitetail Jim, and everybody thinks that's because he was a biologist, but it was actually a really bad incident, a streaking incident in college that gave him that whitetail name. And
I thought it was because he looked like the back end of a whitetail.
Well, you know what? He does kind of look like the backside of a whitetail there.
White.
Round and white. That's right. Phil Massaro joins us this year from upstate New York. Have you been to the DSC Expo before, Phil?
Yeah, I've been here. I think it's our fourth year in a row.
Fourth year. It's something else. It's huge. And you go to all the shows. You know it's as fine a show as there is on planet Earth.
Undoubtedly. You know, I'm the editor of Gun Digest, a freelance writer, so we get to do all the shows. And first of all, I just want to thank everybody for having me up here, you know, among these legends. Although I have it on good authority that Larry Wyshoon meant to email Phil Shoemaker from Alaska and just sent the wrong email and
sent
had
it
roll
to the wrong
it.
Guy. Yeah,
it's just how it is.
Well,
anyway.
We were trying to keep that quiet from you. We didn't. Phil, welcome. It's so good to have
Thank
you here.
Sir. Thank
hey,
you.
You're also doing a lot of work with the NRA.
Yes, sir. American Hunter, Shooting Illustrated. You know, I've got a couple of monthly columns. We do some freelance stuff. So, you know, I'm a freelance guy, and whoever pays gets.
Yeah, that's the way that goes. You bet. That's the way that works. Craig Boddington, on the other hand, works for free. He'll come to your yard, whatever you need. Trim your hedges.
I do windows, too.
Hey, 31 years in the United States Marine Corps, our friend Craig Boddington. How about that?
Great to be here. And, hey, thanks for taking time away from the show to join us. And what a great show it is, Billy.
You bet. You've got a booth down there. Have you sold a book so far this weekend?
Well, we sold a couple of pages out of one. A
couple of pages. Somebody said, I don't want the book, but I like that chapter.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've also got something else going on where you've hunted so many years with so many different outfitters that you know who you can trust, who you can't. And you've got to put those guys together in a group of trusted outfitters that we can rely on.
We have. We call it CBEO or Craig Boddington endorsed outfitters. These are all just friends of mine that we've hunted with, and these are the folks that I recommend to my friends, and so certainly do recommend them.
Did Jim Shockey make that list of Craig Boddington recommended outfitters?
Absolutely
not, under no circumstance.
Well, I didn't make the friend list either. That's the other part. I don't even get sent the list.
I looked through the book for your name twice, Jim. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Sure.
Jim Shockey used to be a television star many years ago, and then his daughter took over and ran off with that. Boy, Eva is just knocking it out of the park, huh?
Yeah, she's doing great. She's got a new show on the Outdoor Channel, I saw.
Yeah.
My outdoor family that I noticed there was one person missing from her family.
You got left out of that,
yeah,
too. That's your
totally
daughter.
Off the list, I got left off my daughter's show.
That's your daughter, man.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to get a hook here pretty soon.
Did you get an email to be here?
Yeah.
I just showed up.
We didn't invite Jim back this year. He just walked over here and just said, no. Hey, Jim, it's a pleasure to have you. We've loved watching your family grow up. We loved your dad, your father-in-law. We've really enjoyed it. Your show has been educational. It's been really well produced through all the years. It's also been very entertaining. We've loved your stuff.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's four generations now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like how quickly time passes.
How about that? You have talked about your dad and father-in-law before and how it would have done no good to try and write a good line or script for them because they ain't going there.
No. Anybody watch my father, Hal, and father-in-law, Len, over the
remember
years?
Those?
They people would ask us, did you feed them those lines? They couldn't remember their names, let alone an entire line. That was all out of their heads. Now, mind you, we only showed all of you about 14 and a half minutes out of a week long of me hunting with them. So there's a whole bunch of outtakes we haven't shown that will be shown here in the future.
So when you guys would go out like that for a week, on like day five, are you just... You're beat down. You're ready for it.
Their entire goal was to make my life miserable. So if you watch them, like if there's a deer coming in, they... And if the deer didn't hear it, right. And then you'd see them, they'd look at me and see what the reaction was.
This corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Got an overbarker, overjumper? Calming Care. People are having great results with it. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. I'll be back.
Good morning, I'm Trigger Tommy from the Swamp People on History Channel. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Come on, Billy, let's have some shrimp.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org, and I'll see you in February.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
Did you know Trigicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trigicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trigicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trigicon.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, quiet marine-grade carpet in every blind, and smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip up and in with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges. Anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled. Fiberglass inside and out with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you, or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Let's get back up on that main stage at the January 2020 meeting of the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo with Larry Wysoon, Phil Massaro, Craig Boddington, and Jim Shockey.
Craig, your home place in Kansas, I know you've enjoyed that place over the past several years. Are you seeing some nice deer? Are the birds coming back at all up there?
There's a yes and then there's a no. The deer are doing great. We had, it's whitetail are so frustrating. I love them and I hate them. This year for the season, we had, everything was against us, Billy. I mean, it was a little too warm. And it was, the season is later than it ever has been. It's set, starts Wednesday after Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving was late, deer season was late. And then we had bright moon the whole season, and I'm thinking, this is going to be a disaster. Yeah. And instead, it was the best season we've ever had.
Wow.
The deer are doing great, but we've tried so hard, but our quail are just gone.
Yeah.
We've got a few coveys still. Never shot a bird on the place, never will. But no matter what we do, we can't seem to bring the bobwhites back. And
well, that's
obviously,
if
you were a biologist who could figure out how to do that, you would be a very wealthy biologist.
Yeah, that's a shame because I was planning to sell you a couple of bird dogs before you headed back home. Phil, how did this all start with you? Born and raised in upstate New York, I guess?
Yes, sir. We're in the Hudson Valley, so just about an hour, hour north of Poughkeepsie, half hour south of Albany. And, New York's not known for its great big deer or any of that kind of stuff, but we've got plenty of public land. It's Teddy Roosevelt's home state, and he had the wisdom and forethought to put aside 6 million acres in the Adirondacks and about 600,000 in the Catskills. So if any of you guys are from the 518 area code, you understand, there's some good deer, and you'll see 150 inch every once in a while, but it's that ability to hunt public land in New York State. Anybody with a hunter safety course who has, a hunting license can go out and enjoy the wilderness. So it's a pretty special place for me.
Yeah, I guess so. There's a lot more hunting and fishing and outdoorsmanship in upstate New York and across New York than most people think of because we're thinking of the city.
My condolences about that, by the way. It gives us all a bad name.
Yeah, I know. Hey, how about those Giants? Are you a Giants fan?
I'm actually a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Steelers guy. Well, that makes a lot of sense. You're from upstate New York, so there you go. I'm not going to ask how that happened. If anybody out here has a question for any of these guys, just wave at me, and I'll bring the mic over, okay? And we'll get started. Last year, Shockey, your wife, Louise, your beautiful wife, Louise, was here.
She is here this year, too.
And she's here in the building somewhere, but I got next to her and asked some very personal questions about you, and I noticed she's not out here today. Something going on?
I forgot to tell her that we were doing this event today, so I don't know what happened.
Censorship? Yeah,
Yeah.
You shouldn't have asked the question about my underwear last year.
Yeah, well, that was a good one. I've replayed that on the radio show several times. I always get requests for that, like it's their favorite song or something. They call back and want to hear the shocky story about his drawers again. Hey, tell us what all you're doing on TV these days. Is your son Brandon still the sharp producer that's taking care of all that?
Yeah, you betcha. Brandlin.
Brandlin, sorry.
My wife liked the name Brandon. I like Lynn Swan, the football player, so we compromise and call him Brandlin, which he's always
Pittsburgh Steelers
ever since regretted.
Yeah.
Because people walk up and say, is it Gwendolyn? Is it Brandwin? So we should have called him Brandon. But he's still producing our shows. Eva has a show on the Outdoor Channel now called My Outdoors Family, as I talked about.
Yep.
We're doing our Uncharted Yukon television show still. This will be the last year for that, and our Hunting Adventures show has been on for 17 years.
Yeah.
And this is also the last year for that. And then we have a pilot for a new show that will start in 2021, hopefully.
Can you give us a heads up on that, a little tip? Can you let anything out of the bag?
Yeah, top secret. Yeah, it's going to stay right here like the underwear question last year, right? That got aired everywhere, including Canada.
Multiple times, yeah.
We're going back through the old footage. Like I say, my dad and my father-in-law, we'd air 14 minutes. When you take a half-hour show, it's really 14 and a half minutes of television.
Yeah.
And the rest of the 7 days that we filmed on the 70, 80 hours of footage, it never got shown. So we're going back through all that old footage over all the gazillion years that we've been doing this and revisiting it, repurposing it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's probably a fun trip for you down memory lane.
I love it. It's an awesome show. It's a cool concept, and I'm excited about it for 2021.
Last year when you came here, you had narrowly missed being eaten by a mountain lion, for real. Any close encounters this year?
No. Thank goodness. I mean, that was a close call.
Tell a story for everybody that missed it.
I was hunting bears on Vancouver Island, on my own territory. My hunter didn't show up, so I was free to go hunting myself. And I haven't shot a bear in a long time, but I still go hunting for them. I actually took a shot at a bear that day, and I somehow took the wrong bow when we went out after the bear, and I didn't even notice. So when I pulled the bow back, the peep was way off, and I must have heard it going down the mountain. I tried the shot and hit the ground about halfway to the bear, monster bear, of course, biggest ever, and off it went. So I was kind of depressed. When we were driving back on the logging road, I saw a cougar, a mountain lion, cross the logging road. Now, we're allowed two a year on Vancouver Island, six-month season. They're everywhere, highest density in North America. And so I told my camera, get the camera. We just might get a crack at this guy up the hill somewhere, you know, going over an old log. And so we walked down the road. The cougar actually waited in the underbrush, salal brush, which is very thick. It's temperate rainforest.
Yeah, very, very uncharacteristic too for a cougar, mountain lion.
Well, I don't know about that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they're such a furtive animal, and I've had my hair. I'm sure all the guys up here have been around them. You don't know that they're there, so I don't know if it's uncharacteristic. But he waited. What is uncharacteristic is he came out after me when I walked past, and I actually had to swing around. He did one leap, was starting a second leap, and I shot him at about here to those size 18 feet. It was that close, and fortunately I didn't hit him dead center, but I did break the front shoulder, back hip, and then he tried, but he couldn't get to me, so I finished him off with a second shot.
Yeah, wow, that's a little tight. That's a little close.
It was way too close. Yeah, you don't want that. That's how I get all this gray hair the brown hair that was left after Eva.
Yeah,
the rest of it turned gray
after the kids. So when that was over, were you shaking like a puppy passing a peach seed? Did it hit you?
No, I wasn't, and I'm sure these guys are in the same boat. You don't. My heart rate didn't go above probably 80, which is normal. There's no time, and if you let that, they'll let the adrenaline or whatever shot affect it, then you're already dead.
Yeah,
you got cat spit all over you. It's not a. I mean, you know, when I turn
cat
around,
what
like,
you got? Cat.
Did you see that? But
cat
but it's
what?
Not. Cat spit.
Thank you.
That's right. I do. I slur sometimes. Too much coffee.
Craig Boddington, what's the most annoying question that you get at your booth at these shows that you hear all the time that you just wish people would stop?
Well, you know, and I haven't actually heard it at this show, so maybe I'm finally getting through. But
but some, you know, come up and it's, you understand this is a very serious question. And it's obviously really bothering this gentleman or this lady. And so they'll kind of stand around and hem and haw, and they'll finally they find the courage to get it off their chest. And they'll say, kind of in a very quiet little voice, saying, "Craig, is it really, really okay to go elk hunting with my 270 Winchester?" And of course, the proper answer to that always is, "Didn't you read my book?"
Yeah, there you go. Need a copy of it?
I haven't heard that one at this show, but I'm sure I will. The show is still young.
The show is young. Give it time.
That's Craig Boddington, Jim Shockey in that segment as well. Phil Massaro a little bit. We're going to hear more from him. And of course, Larry Wysoon on stage with us at the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. We do it every year in Dallas. It's a lot of fun. Maybe you can join us live in February. Hey, there's a product that I've used for years that, boy, I just couldn't recommend it any more highly. It's called Fortiflora. If you own a dog, you really need Fortiflora. Keep it handy. Keep it in the fridge. It stops GI upset in your dog. Fortiflora.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
It's really exciting to see right now. One thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, "Hey, good luck." You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word. csbiblechurch.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things Buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and We like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world, human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry, you're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
And I cannot wait for that to happen. Imagine more than 1,300 booths featuring the latest and greatest hunting opportunities and gear. It's over-the-top fabulous. Banquets every night, auctions every day. And it all benefits conservation. Oh, yeah, we have a lot of fun, too, up on that stage with guys like Larry Wysoon, Phil Massaro, Craig Boddington, and Jim Shockey.
Phil, man, you have become such a well-respected writer and representative of the shooting sports now. You must love to shoot. Does it go way back? You've been intrigued by calibers and guns and et cetera, since very young? Or what made you just really dig in?
My dad joined the National Guard in 1968 right out of high school during the heat of Vietnam. Came back believing that a 308 Winchester 165 grain bullet and IMR 4064 was the formula and anything else was blasphemy.
Gotcha.
And I was the rebel who said, well, why don't we try a 338?
Yeah.
You don't need that, boy. You know, and we go this argument. We're business partners. And we had the argument to this day. I don't know. It became a source of intrigue. You know, reading the classic Africana and reading, you know, Teddy Roosevelt here in the States, I kind of got interested in playing with different calibers and especially hand loading. You know, we have a backyard range right outside our office, so, you know, for lunch we can nip out and, you know, put a half a dozen rounds down range or what have you. And it just led to a love of rifles, you know, and different cartridges and what they can do and what they can't do. And, you know, somehow or another, I kind of turned this into a career. And it's a little surreal for me, but, you know, here I am.
You weren't even trying.
It came to me, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's a funny story.
It just happened yesterday at this stage, and she had to go home. But Larry, one of your daughters, was here. And when I met her for the first time yesterday, couldn't help but think of the stories you've told me over the years about how your kids kill their first deer sitting on your lap and how much fun you had with those kids.
You know, Billy, the amazing thing, because I hadn't met his daughter either, and she doesn't look a thing like Larry Wysoon.
No, she doesn't. Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, Craig, but... No, she didn't.
You're right. She didn't have a beard.
Didn't have a beard or nothing. No.
Yeah.
You had a lot of fun talking to your kids, raising your kids, and taking your kids out.
You know, it's been an absolute blast. I grew up out in the country where when I stepped out the back door, I was hunting. And so very fortunate in that respect. And as my daughters came on, I mean, they shot their first deer when they were like 6, 8 years old. And I mean, to me, at that stage, they were psychologically advanced enough to do so. And maybe not so much in stature. And then when my grandsons came along, they shot their first deer with a 375 sitting on my lap. You know, and one of the things that I learned over those years is that my daughter shot their first deer with a 270s. And I can remember, like it is now, kind of happening in the now, and I wouldn't let them shoot anything but a doe or a little bitty buck for the first deer. And what I'd do is I'd find out when we go deer hunting to make it fun for them, what I'd do is I'd find out everything that Mama told them they didn't really want hurt them to eat. You know, like whatever candy, whatever cookies, whatever chips, whatever drinks. And that's what we would do, you know. So I made it a fun deal, but I remember very, like as yesterday. I mean, I have him sitting on my lap, and we're sitting behind a big old stump, and we got the rifle propped up here in front, so it's got a good rest and all that kind of thing. And finally, this deer comes in, and I'm looking at it, and yeah, you know, he's probably a 2-year-old, 3-year-old deer, and he's got points. Yeah, I think that'd be a good one. And kind of look down and said, Teresa, and you met Beth yesterday, and I'd go, Teresa or Beth, whichever one. That one right there. So they get all set up behind, and I'm watching through binoculars so I can see exactly where that shot's going to be placed. And I'm looking, and without realizing, I'm going, and you feel this tugging on your shirt. Whoa, 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 whoa. And they look at Daddy, you having a heart attack? And the same thing, you know, happened with my grandkids. Every one of my grandsons, my 4 grandsons, granddaughter, who's now a senior in high school. And they all still hunt. Some of them, I got 2 of them who are hunting people right now, but the others, and they all deer hunt. They all love the outdoors. They awesome. All love to fish. They all sit on, I wish they were still there where they could sit on my lap every once in a while, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know.
But there's something very special. I mean, I know some of you guys out there have sons, and some of you have daughters, and by all means, get those young ladies out there hunting. Give them the opportunity to get out there. The one thing I learned about the human female of the species, she is a natural-born killer. Women, guys, if you got an ego, don't ever take a woman hunting. Because she's going to outshoot you, and she's going to out-hunt you. And I said, see, I know Craig knows what I'm talking about. I know what Jim has finally experienced, and Phil, you're probably the same. She's sitting right there. No wonder she's smiling, like, you know, kind of thing. But getting those young ladies out there is absolutely special.
Absolutely, it is. And Phil, it's interesting, the Outdoor Tomorrow Foundation that I think most of you guys are familiar with. Larry, you work with OTF, you and I do a lot. The Teacher of the Year for the Outdoor Tomorrow Foundation comes from New York this year. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
I can't remember his name. We're going to catch up and do a little taping before.
Wonderful.
But this guy in New York has a fence at the school, public school. He's raising deer on the school property. They've got all kinds of wildlife on the school property that the kids interact with. They're raising fish there. It's pretty incredible. And he's taking folks all over the world, taking those kids all over the world fishing. Makes a big difference when we take a kid.
You know, Billy, back to my point about New York's public land system, it's one of the, you know, my dad made it an adventure for me when I was a young hunter. We'd always hunt, you know, the Hudson Valley and farms and private land or whatever. But once a year, we'd go over to the mountains, which we can see from Columbia County. And it was just one of those experiences. And, you know, back to what Larry's saying, take the youth, young man, young woman, my wife, Susie, sitting in the audience. If it's your significant other who has never hunted or shown an interest, take them out and, you know, make it pleasant and show them what it's all about. And it's the only way we're going to keep it alive.
All our kids need is an opportunity. When they see how cool it is, they are hooked for life. Larry, do you have a comment?
I did. I mean, I'm all for getting the youth in the outdoors, obviously, but I'm for getting people into the outdoors. I mean, regardless of whether that person happens to be, when they start hunting, 2 years old, 1.5 years old, or approaching that 104 years old. You know, get everybody out there. And then the other side of that is we're finding if we can get mom and dad involved in the outdoors, chances are the kids are going to follow to some extent. So we're trying to do a little bit of push here and there in certain areas, not only get the youth out there, but to get that 20 to 30, 40 year old, particularly 20 to 30 year old out there, because if they've got kids, we're going to have kids, we want them in the outdoors with that family.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to KinderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials.
All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra Championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with a Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Welcome back to our camp house here at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender. The phone number is 877-820-2256. We'd love to hear from you and find out where you hear the show and how you listen. Let's get back up on that stage at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 2020. With Larry Wysoon, Phil Massaro, Craig Boddington, and this guy, Jim Shockey.
Jim, I want to talk to you. We're going to get a little more serious for just a moment and talk about grizzly bears in Canada. 2 years ago, your politicians, which very well may be from California, USA, decided that we should not hunt grizzly bears there anymore, and that didn't please you at the time.
No, it didn't. Why do I get these hard questions? You ask, like, what's the most irritating thing that...
You're Canadian.
Any question. You know, like, ask me one like that.
No, you're the only one up here with a high school education.
I'll ask myself. The most irritating question I get is, do you know where to find Larry Wysoon? You know where Craig Boddington's booth is? No. Irritating. So there, I have my easy question. Our grizzly bear hunting was banned. It was banned for political reasons. Our premier, which is the same thing as the governor down here in the States, said that it's because it's socially unacceptable.
Wow.
Nothing to do with science.
Yeah.
It's socially unacceptable. That was a good enough reason to do it. Now, we 4 million people living in downtown Vancouver, and there's about 1 million of us living outside of Vancouver. We don't have a chance. It's tyranny by the majority, or the urban majority, and that's how it happened. It was partially to our own fault because we have, up in Canada, you have your Republicans, your Democrats, and that's about it, I guess. We have our conservatives, which are about where your Democrats are on the scale.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly right. Then we have our liberals, which are way left of them. Then you have the NDP, which is socialist. Then you have the Green Party. Now, we elected our conservatives, which are like your Democrats, who best we got up there. We didn't elect them. We missed by 3 seats. And the 3 seats were picked up by the Green Party, who then joined forces with our socialist NDP party. And now they're wagging the dog. And three of them, three Green people,
man,
three Green Party members, basically said, you're going to stop this dam, or you're going to ban grizzly bear hunting. That's the now, there's somebody out there, maybe there's a Green Party member, is there? Can anybody know? What a surprise that is.
Yeah.
They'll probably argue and say, no, we didn't do that bull crap. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was behind closed doors, political decision based by three people. that are so far left leaning, but had the power, and that they're, and it was our own fault because we didn't elect the party that can actually save our hunting. You know, and part of the reason is that we have a very strong union, you know, influence on the out on the West Coast, and they may be hunters, but they voted, you know, along union lines. And I think that the biggest takeaway I have from all that is, as hunters, we have to protect what we love above and beyond getting an extra 20 cents an hour, getting an extra day off a year. You know, forget that crap. They're not going to give it to us anyway. They're lying about it. They're going to make you pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
So stick together, vote together. We can actually dictate what happens, but we don't.
Yeah.
And that's our own fault.
Is it coming back the other way at all? This has been nearly 2 years ago that happened. What's being done about it? Is it making any progress?
Yeah, there's 4,289,000 people living in the city now. So it's worse. It's worse.
It's worse.
It's tyranny by the urban majority.
What's been the effect on outfitters up there that survived on primarily grizzly hunts?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty simple answer.
You
imagine somebody cut your wages in half.
Yeah.
You know, how do you think you'd feel?
Well, you wanted an easy question. There it is, huh?
That's an easy one. Yeah, that was Commerce 101. You take away revenues, you have no money to spend. The communities suffer the multiplier effect, which is about 25 times for each dollar, isn't there for half the revenues.
Yeah.
They're gone. And they don't care.
Yep.
Again, it's tyranny by the urban majority.
That extra 20 cents an hour for the union worker went out the window when that hunter quit coming up there spending that money, you know.
Sure, they're just going to increase taxes to cover it.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. We got to stick together as hunters.
There you go. I have one other question, very serious question. This is a very serious question. How the heck did you get into those britches, man?
This is somebody on social media yesterday. I posted a picture, and they said, if you're going to wear a cowboy hat and a cowboy belt, don't wear skinny jeans. These are not skinny jeans.
Would you mind standing up? Because we just want to see.
They're metric jeans.
That's not skinny jeans. That's massive legs.
Massive legs.
They fill in the material on the jeans. Skinny jeans.
So do you have to, like, lay back on the bed and kick to get those on?
Yeah, this is not about roasting me. Where did
no,
it say?
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't see that on a poster anywhere.
Sorry, it was a serious question. I really wanted to know.
Apparently, I missed the memo.
Really wanted to know. DSC's Tracks Across Africa TV. You can catch up with what's going on there with DSC. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Radio, and of course the host of DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, Larry Wysoon, as well. He writes a lot. You see him from time to time in Camp Talk and the other publications. And his show is the official DSC show, and that is Trailing the Hunter's Moon. What are we going to see over the next 12 months?
Some hunting.
Very good. And let's move on over to Phil.
Actually, what we're doing through, we're on the Pursuit Channel, and we're doing a lot more on digital platforms. So, actually, the show is not going to be airing on Pursuit Channel until July of this coming year. But with the Pursuit Channel doing some things, it's free to anybody. So you can go to Pursuit Up TV and you can see all the past episodes. And we've got YouTube. We've got our own website called TrailingTheHuntersMoon.com that you can go to. And so the shows are available in so many different places. And we're doing some updates on some things and re-editing some shows, kind of like what Jim was talking about to some extent, but also doing a whole lot of new stuff there. And then, too, I've got a podcast called DSC's Untamed Heritage that I do as well, too. So we try to cover some many different bases, and I'm very proud to say that this past month I was voted onto the DSC Foundation Board, which administers a lot of dollars to conservation throughout the world. And Jim, we will talk more about what's going on in Canada, because I feel like that's one of those areas that we really need to be involved in as we move forward with the foundation, to see what we can hit off that's not already done.
Yep.
And how do we fight some of the things that are there to maybe educate people a little bit more? So, and I'll say this, if you're not a member of DSC, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, and I'm telling you, you're not going to get to leave this dadgum building unless you become a member before it's all over with. We need your support because DSC does so much throughout the world, but also here. And also, you know, DSC could stand for Dallas Squirrel Hunters Club. Because when you get right down to it, guys, like up here, all of us have hunted, all this bunch has hunted Africa numerous times. Jim's and Craig here have won the Weatherby Award, which is the greatest award there is to be had in the universe when it comes to anything having to do with hunting and conservation as well. But, you know, DSC is not just a safari club. It is a hunter-oriented organization, fisher-oriented organization, conservation, wise use of animals, and wise use of the habitat organization as well, too. So please become a member of DSC.
Hey, that's great advice. I've got the executive director of DSC, my friend Corey Mason, coming up later on, just briefly to get him to go over the Great American Outdoors Act, which President Trump signed into law this week, a big win for all sportsmen. Plus a whole lot more from the stage with the Mount Rushmore of the hunting world coming up.
Along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
I hope you can join us at Reflections, the DSC Convention and Expo in February of 2021, the 11th through the 14th. We have a lot of fun there like this.
How about your fall, Jim? Fall and early winter. What have you been doing?
I went to the our Yukon Rogue River Outfitting Territory. I love it up there. That's my, I heard you say about the 6 million acres up in New York. But our Rogue River Outfitting Territory is public land.
Yeah.
But it's 7.5 million acres.
Wow.
And there's not a single road, not a single house in there. It's pure wilderness, the last left in the world. So I go up there every August for sheep, hunted adults. You've got a monster.
And
then moose, grizzly bear, wolf, mountain caribou, got all those. And then went on to hunt whitetails in Saskatchewan. And I with my bow and arrow. So next question.
I like it when they get to those stories. That's when it's really getting good.
That would be a miss, actually, just for the record.
Hey, grandkids now. Last year there were only two.
Yeah, this is amazing how that all happens. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it's, with four grandchildren under 3 years of age now.
Yeah, but
from two children. So it's they keep handing me these little things and going, okay, you know, this is cute. It's wonderful. Being a grandfather's great. Here, you can have them back. But when they turn six, seven, then they're mine.
They're yours.
They're mine. And they can't say, well, you don't know how to change a diaper.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to know how to change a diaper. But I do know how to teach them how to hunt and fish.
Right.
So
yeah,
I can't wait. I'll be very busy. So anyone wants to ask me a question, ask me now in the next couple of years. Because after that, I'm out of here. I'm going to be grand. Big Baba, which by the way is Ukrainian for grandmother, so that's what they're calling
Big
me.
Big Baba?
Yeah, Big Baba.
That's what they call you, Big Baba?
Yeah, Big Baba, which, like I say, is Ukrainian for grandmother.
Ukrainian for grandmother.
Yeah, I'm Ukrainian descent, so it's irritating. It's another one of those, like, where's Larry Weishun questions. Just irritating.
I've got a smart aleck remark, but Phil jumped at that microphone. I think he's got probably a really...
I was going to say it's the genes, but it was...
decided not to say it. Ukrainian for what? Big Mama?
No, grandmother. Baba.
Grandmother.
Yeah, Baba. And Guido Baba was for grandfather. I should have been Guido.
Yeah, there you go.
But I ended up being Baba, grandmother.
So have you gotten to the point, like all grandparents do, you're looking at all those kids and you really want one to stop doing something and you call that one by the other three names before you...
I haven't.
Bobby, Jenny,
Sue. I haven't done that, but I will tell you one thing about this point in my life. life. This is when I should be hunting 360 days a year.
Yep.
Because my wife could care less right now. I could literally say, I'll see you in 10 years. Say, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. It's amazing.
Yeah.
This is the time when I should be hunting all year round. Louisie doesn't even...
They don't even know you exist.
There's a moose somewhere you got to go hunt.
They don't even know you exist, Jim.
Somebody.
How's that boat working out for the big hunter? You still fishing some and, you know, collecting your prawns? And...
Oh, yeah, the mighty Thunderjet.
The Thunderjet, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's a welded aluminum boat on the west coast of Vancouver, or east coast of Vancouver Island, where we go catch prawns and crabs every day. Octopus. As soon as I get home, I go home tomorrow, no, day after tomorrow. Then I'll be in my boat every day until SHOT Show will spoil it all, and I have to stop eating prawns and crabs every day. Love it.
I have to stop the prawns a little while. I'm going to come to your house for prawns sometime.
Everybody's invited. Yep. Come to our Hand of Man Museum. That part you'd like.
Yeah, the
that
what?
Part. Hand of Man Museum Hand of Natural of... History, Cultural Arts, and Conservation.
Really?
Yeah, it's fabulous. Well, I think so. It's mine, but people love it. 1,000 visitors.
Yours?
Yeah, we opened it here last year, and we have 1,000 visitors a month now coming through their donations. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And so what am I going to see, for example, when I come through?
Speaking of somebody that you used to all know, we're all four of us are somebody that you guys all used to know now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
How are you doing?
Hey, guys, I want you to say hello to Granny Bullard. Miss Glenda Bullard joins us now. Give her a big round of applause, if you would.
I feel so honored to be sitting here with these... real hunters.
Well, no. Listen, Granny Bullard is 85 now, and Phil, she never hunted a day in her life till she was 77. Started hunting at 77. How about that, folks?
Yeah. I like what he said down there a while ago. What
did he say a while ago?
Well, about women hunting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't think you can't, because you can if you'll just try.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, you wanted to hunt with your boy Glenn.
Yes.
When you were 77, to spend more time with your kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
And so you bought, what, a rifle or a crossbow?
No, Glenn brought this crossbow in.
Crossbow.
Uh-huh. And I said, what is that? You know?
Uh-huh.
I never had hunted.
Right.
And my husband didn't hunt.
Yeah.
So I didn't know anything about hunting at all. So he said, Mama, I'm going to teach you to use this.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, let's go. So we got out in the backyard, and about the third time I shot, I hit the bullseye.
Third time you hit the bullseye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And decided, I'm going to go do this. So then you went to the field, and you actually went hunting, right? Deer hunting?
Yeah. He said, Mom, let's go hunting. I said, well, let's go.
Yeah. And what happened? Tell me about it.
Well, I shot a deer.
I shot a deer.
Granny Bullard, she's always the highlight of the stage. More from her coming up. She brings a great homemade banana pudding with her, too, every year. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the very best you can feed your dog. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas, but there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Come to Dallas February 11th through the 14th for DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Back on stage we go at the DSC Convention and Expo with Wysoon, Massaro, Boddington, Shockey, and Granny Bullard.
I've got everything on my wall. I've got an elk that I shot in the January 7th of 17.
Yeah.
With my crossbow.
Got your elk up there.
Uh-huh. And I've got a black buck.
Black buck. I've seen your black buck. I saw your beautiful axis deer.
I've got two now.
Two axis deer now. I hadn't been to the house in a while. How many whitetails?
Oh, my, I don't know.
Can't even count them.
No, five or six, I'm sure.
Five or six, I'm positive, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, when I came and visited you at your house, there was an owl that had been trying to get into your chickens or something out there.
Yeah.
And you were considering shooting him. I hope you didn't do that. That's illegal.
No.
You held off on that?
Yeah, I held off on that.
Okay, good. What does hunting do for you at 85 years old? Why do you do this?
Oh, I love to get up early in the morning, and Glenn has to help me a lot because I don't walk too good anymore. But I love the hunting.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it.
Just watching the sun come up on God's creation.
I've got a mule deer
a mule deer.
In Colorado.
Okay.
In October of 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We left that one out earlier, and you thought it was important we go back and catch him, put him back in that pen.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Now, you shot an antelope, and you were asking Jesus to help you with that, right, when that happened?
Yeah, he did, too.
Yeah, yeah. He did. He is faithful. Tell us that story.
Well, those antelope, if they see you, they jump and run, you know.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. I didn't even know what an antelope was.
Okay.
You know, till they took me and showed me.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I've got to have one of them. All right. And so we had hunted all morning, and I'd missed three or four.
You'd missed three?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because they jump and run.
They jump and run, yeah.
They don't stand still for me.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So anyway, we came up over a kind of a little hill out there, and Glenn said, oh, there's one, Mama. And he stopped, and it was about 250 yards away.
Yeah.
And so he has to get out and get my stuff set up
yeah.
and everything. And I said, Jesus, don't you let that antelope move. And so I got out, got my gun, went around.
You know, I saw Shockey do that on an episode of Uncharted one
time. It worked, yes. I figured I wasn't doing too good on my own. I
yeah.
was going to have some help.
Okay. Well, what'd the Lord do?
Well, that antelope didn't twitch an eye. and I got around there. He set my thing up for my gun. And
your shooting sticks?
My shooting stick.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And I got him.
And you got him at 250 yards or so.
Yeah. And I turned around. I said, Glenn, did you see that? He said, what, Mama? I said, he didn't move a peg. He said, Mama, you asked Jesus three times not to let him move. and I hadn't even thought about it. You know, I knew I had to have help.
Yeah, yeah. You were sending letters to the Lord one after another there, weren't you? Absolutely. Hey, Larry, it's fun stories like this. It's not necessarily the trophy on the wall. It's the hunt. It's the people, isn't it?
Yeah.
It truly is. I mean, and what a great story.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's what it really comes down to. Us. We all love to hunt. We all hunt for a lot of reasons. We love to hunt because it's fun. We hunt from a biological perspective and all that kind of stuff. But when you really get back down to it, put that little campfire out there in front of you, it's amazing how the stories start coming out, you know, just flowing out like that. And that, to me, is one of the great things about hunting is the camaraderie involved and the friendships that you develop. And, you know, you look forward to the next hunt together just simply because you want to spend time with that person.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Phil, you know, I've asked this question of these other guys through the years, and I've got a really good idea of what they enjoy the most. But if you had to narrow it down to one hunt, one critter that you could pursue from now on, what do you really like to do?
Undoubtedly, it's Cape Buffalo.
Probably
this gentleman to my right, your left, is responsible for most of that. You know, not like I haven't plagiarized enough of your stuff over the years, old buddy. But he that's right. He really inspired me, and you know, I've been fortunate to do, I think, 10 safaris now to Africa. But
yeah.
If they said you got 6 weeks to live in one animal, it'd be a Cape Buffalo. They're that special.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. What do you like about it? What do you love? The rush, the excitement.
It's a big animal. It can hurt you. It's majestic. It, you know, fights off the lions. It represents wild Africa. You know, they have some in captivity and behind wire, but when you're hunting a buffalo, most of the time you're in a really wild block, and wild yeah. Africa is where my heart lies.
Yeah. Hey, Uncharted. You have, your career has been uncharted, Jim. You've been all over the world. Special places, the culture. You've always gotten involved, gotten to know the local people. Who are some of the folks you've met around the world that have really stuck out to you that were, you really enjoy?
I mean, the Inuit up north, wonderful, wonderful people, great hunters, tough people. But, my wife asked Louise, Anna Weezy asked me if there was one place that I wanted her to see
that I'd already been, what would it be? Now, if there's a spa within a boat, is she here? If there's a spa within you know, a couple miles, she's pretty happy about that hunt.
Yeah.
But she doesn't hunt, never has, never will. And I told her, well, Ethiopia, the Omo Valley, to see the Hammer and the Kara tribal people. Nat Geo, I think, back about 15 years ago, said it was the last frontier left in Africa, and it truly was. And Nana Weezy agreed, and she came with me to see, you know, what Africa was like, other than the AK-47s that they all carry. But they were fabulous. I hope I hear from Jason Russo's I think the Chinese have built a dam now across the Omo River, and there's 20,000 people living in a city now where we were. So I prefer to remember what it was as opposed to what it probably is right now.
But right.
Fabulous place, amazing. I'm sure that some of these guys have been there. It's it was a wondrous experience.
Yeah,
one I'll never forget.
Yeah, the hunting aside, you have met and seen some, and all you guys have seen some incredible things and met some incredible people, awesome people in your lives. I was watching a show a couple of years ago, Jim, and you were eating what appeared to be, I don't know if it was an armadillo or some kind of little, I think you were in Mexico maybe. What was that little rat looking?
Armadillo, so it wasn't even exotic then. It was just a
normal meal. You were really hungry, but you were talking like it was really good.
You know, it's probably, I wonder if it wasn't the paca.
That was a paca. That's what that was.
To me, it's the best wild game I've ever had.
What is a paca? Paca, paca.
Well, in the rodent species, they're a family, I guess. They're capybara, ronsoco, carpinci, is we know as the largest of the rodents. Down from that would be, it would be the paca, be second. Yeah, so second largest. Yeah, so it's a spotted nocturnal rodent.
Yeah.
Like a guinea pig. It looks like a big, giant guinea pig with spots all over it.
So, yeah, big hamster, so the deer did not show up at the feeder that day, and...
We're talking about the jungle.
Paca.
This is, paca.
Paca.
Jungle.
First for dinner.
There's no deer feeders down there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys, if you have bird dogs or working dogs, cow dogs, no doubt the best fuel that you can give them year-round is 30% protein, 20% fat, Purina Pro Plan. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
This is Jim Shockey, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about them with Kinder Outdoors.
Did you know Trigicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trigicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trigicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trigicon.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Buffalo Wool hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. So these are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats, over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
We've camped on the ground and in 5-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
I've asked Corey Mason, that guy right there, Executive Director, DSC, to join us for just a couple of minutes and talk to us about the Great American Outdoors Act that President Trump signed into law earlier this week. And he's going to do that coming up for just a couple of minutes later in the show. Right now, though, we're having a great time reliving a fun event, the main stage at DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo. We do it every year with folks like Larry Wysoon, Phil Massaro, Craig Boddington, Jim Shockey, and Granny Bullard, 85 years old, and she didn't even start hunting until she was 77.
Hey, Glenda, Miss Glenda, I've got a crease over my eye here. I think Jim's got one. Most of these guys probably have gotten a little too close to a scope in their life. And has that ever happened? That just happened to you, didn't it? A couple of months ago.
Just happened.
What happened? What went wrong there?
Well, Glenn and I were out there real early in the morning, and I wanted a special kind of deer this year.
Uh-huh.
I wanted a big one, and so anyway, here he come. And we were sitting, you got to know, we were sitting on top of a dam here, you yeah. know, out at the farm, out at the ranch. And here come this deer that I'd been waiting on. And I took aim at, and I shot.
Uh-huh.
It was a 270 I was shooting.
Yeah.
And he just stood there. That deer just stood there.
Really?
Yes. And Glenn said, Mom, I believe you missed him. I said, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But he said, shoot him again. And I did. And when I did, the blood went everywhere. Not the deer.
Not the deer. Yours.
Mine.
Yeah.
And I was leaning my head out of the four-wheeler, letting my nose bleed.
85-year-olds don't do that, do they?
And Glenn got the toilet paper. He always carries toilet paper.
Yeah, all your secrets are coming out, Glenn. This is Glenn, by the way.
And to get something to make my nose stop bleeding. And we didn't even see what direction the deer went in.
Well, no, you didn't see anything for a little while,
I imagine. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I thought, sure, my nose was broken. But thank God it was.
Now, most of us have a ring up here above our eye.
Yeah, I hear that.
How'd they get your nose?
Well, I guess I got too close.
The bottom of the scope, I guess, got you down.
Yeah, I had a couple of black eyes the next morning, you know.
You were a little embarrassed about that and told Glenn that you really didn't want that to come out up here. But let me tell you something, that's a badge of honor.
Oh, is it?
It is. Is it not, guys?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I knew better. I knew better. But I just got too close.
I was worried at 85 about her climbing those three steps to get up there, and she said, heck no, I hunt out of a 12-foot elevated blind. She climbs that thing. You climb up that 12-foot blind?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm slow, but I can get there.
Well, that's all that matters, is that you get there,
yeah.
For sure. Hey, Phil, what's coming up? What are you working on now that we can read, and where can we read it?
Well, I got some stuff monthly on AmericanHunter.org. You can always yep. catch me there. I do a lot for Gun Digest, the magazine. But like right. I say, unfortunately, Mr. Jerry Lee, who was one hell of an editor, passed away unexpectedly last November. I was named his successor, so I'm now the editor of the Gun Digest annual.
Congratulations.
Thank
that
you
is
very
awesome.
Much. Yes. Hired a couple of guys on this stage, which feels a little weird, to be brutally honest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping we put together a crack team, and we'll do Mr. Lee and, you know, John Amber and everybody that's come before, do them some honor as far
yeah.
as that goes.
Well, and you will, absolutely. It's a testament to your work. After we get finished here, if you would take Craig out back and explain to him what Gun Digest magazine is, that's all new to him. Okay?
I will hold his hand to take care of him.
Craig, how many
yellow pages?
How many articles do you think you've written over the years since?
Something over 5,000.
Over 5,000. Wow. Yeah, a ton. Is it difficult, Larry, to sit down and write about your experiences, or do you get a mental block that we hear writers talk about from time to time? Is it hard?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that answer.
I think the hardest thing to do is to take that time to sit down and write, because you really want to spend so much time out in the field and do all the research that's there. So it's just the physical act of sitting down in front of that computer and getting started. And once you hit that first word going, the rest of it comes easily.
Okay, very good.
Most of the time.
Especially when you never actually do anything, you just make it up. Really simple. Really simple.
I've been very fortunate over the years.
A couple hours got an article.
Very fortunate over the years. I've gotten to, you know, spend a little time in camp with Craig and with Jim, you know, and I learned a lot of things, how to do things
this
properly.
It's not fortunate to be in a camp with him, by the way. Just correcting what he's saying.
I was was just going to be complimenting you. Forget about the damn compliment.
No, he's not.
Skinny James, that's enough out of you.
This is a storyteller setting up a darn story that I know I'll be the brunt of his joke. And it's not.
No, I wasn't going to go there, but Jim, do you still have that blue Suburban?
Here we go.
Here it is.
No, I'm not even going to go.
I've never had a blue Suburban in my life, for the record.
And he called me a fibber?
A liar?
No, when you like Craig, if you
would you like to tell the story?
And you have no gun, would you walk over to it and try and pat it?
No.
So no, exactly. So I'm avoiding a Cape Buffalo right now.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing.
I got you.
No blue Suburban in my life, never had. Deny.
Once upon a time, Larry dreamed that he was hunting in Canada with Jim.
That's a fairy tale.
I'm not going to even go there. I mean, at this point.
And what he's going to say is that I told him when he came into camp that I have never had one of these Suburbans. There's three of them, actually, a white one, a couple blue ones.
Which don't exist.
Yeah, they don't exist. Well, they fell apart along the logging road, so they do exist in pieces all along the logging road. But I told him they never, ever break down.
Yeah.
They never break down. And we're on the far end of Vancouver Island, northern end.
Yeah.
It's literally 40 miles out to the end of the road, and there's nothing between there and our camp. But I didn't know. And how many people here know that, like, 1964 Suburbans, when the fuel pump goes, it's inside the actual gas tank, and nobody knows that. And it goes out of the blue. There's nothing you can do ahead of time short of pulling the fuel tank. Who would ever do that? So that's what happened.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. It's not the Suburban's fault. It was Larry's fault.
All I know is I've heard these boys argue about this before. I think they walked 8 miles the first day and 9 the second when it broke down again.
No, it didn't break down. The second day was different. I told them.
I told him he'd tell a story on himself. By God, I didn't win the bet.
Because at least they're going to get the truth. So the second day I told him, he said, do these ever get stuck? Do you ever get stuck in these Suburban? Are you kidding me? They go anywhere, never been stuck. That's not quite true. That one day, it wasn't true. I buried that. It was like literally half the Suburban was in a quicksand mud hole. So it was a bad couple of days. I've never, ever forgot. I find a happy place. There's got to be other questions.
Jim Shockey, Larry Wysoon, Phil Massaro, Craig Boddington, and Granny Bullard all on stage at DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo. And we're going to do it again in February this time. We've moved it to make travel a little more convenient for everybody coming from around the globe. February 11th through the 14th at the Dallas Convention Center. Reflections, the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. Don't forget the Purina Pro Plan when you're planning that cross-country hunt this fall. Maybe Montana for upland birds. Pheasants in South Dakota. Stock up before that long trip at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. Purina Pro Plan Performance.
Hi, I'm champion waterfowl caller Eric Guggenheim. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases, that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, give back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the double tanks. You've watched that big 10 point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
That guy, Corey Mason, Executive Director, DSC, is standing by now on the Kender Outdoors Trot Line, 1-877-820-BBKO. Jot that down. Put it in your phone. Make sure you know it if you ever want to reach out to us, okay? 877-820-BBKO or 2256. The website, it's real simple. Just like kindergarten, K-I-N-D-E-R, it's kinderoutdoors.com. Kinderoutdoors.com. Always updating the news and information there, the podcast is available there. Hey, the hunting and fishing laws for your state are there, all 50 United States. And the bragging board, too, where it's really, really simple for you to upload those photos of your fishing trip, hunting trip. The kids out and about hunting and fishing and enjoying our great outdoors, everybody loves to see that. So, hey, send them in. It's easy to do from your handheld, your laptop, your whatever. KinderOutdoors.com. Let's jump on that Kender Outdoors trot line right now.
Corey Mason, anytime something big happens in or for conservation, I want to get your opinion on it. And boy, something big happened this week when President Trump signed the Great American Outdoors Act and it became law.
Yeah, we're super excited about this. This does lots of things for number one, just simply getting people outside, not only for the short term, but also for the long term, Billy. We're really excited about it.
Tell us just in a nutshell, I know we've discussed this twice already, but for folks that are new and they haven't heard about this, what are the benefits of the Great American Outdoors Act?
Yeah, it provides several billions of dollars, specifically over $9 billion, to address really failing and crumbling infrastructure of our national park system, public lands and waters as well. So getting it better and enhanced access to get people outdoors, which is in many cases people's only opportunity to get outside. So it's that initial exposure and then hopefully long-term exposure, getting people access to their own public lands and water. So that's super exciting, but it also it does some additional things. For example, it puts money into land and water conservation funds. So not only is it appropriated now, it's funded. And so it gives, again, this sort of visionary and forward-looking approach to sustain those activities. And so it's a very iconic particular piece of legislation and will really help move the ball down the line for the sportsmen and sportswomen.
Absolutely, it will. And if you want to learn more, visit DSC, the website, biggame.org or kinderoutdoors.com. We'll have more about the Great American Outdoors Act there for you. Corey, thank you so much. Always appreciate it.
Thanks for the support, Billy.
Corey Mason, Executive Director, DSC, Dallas Safari Club. Hey, that was not the only big news this week when a politician, especially the President of the United States, steps up and pronounces his support and defends our Second Amendment. It's a big deal. And in the White House this week, they celebrated National Shooting Sports Month. August is National Shooting Sports Month. And President Trump issued a presidential message this week commemorating National Shooting Sports Month 2020. He noted the traditions of responsible firearm ownership, firearm safety and preservation of recreational target shooting and Second Amendment rights, and just how important they are. President Trump did, too, encourage you to go shooting. He encouraged gun owners to invite someone new to join him on the range for National Shooting Sports Month in this month of August. Again, come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and not only will you find more about National Shooting Sports Month from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, but you're also going to find something else very important there. It's called Gun Vote. Gun Vote. Don't risk your rights. Know this November who you should vote for that is going to protect and defend your Second Amendment. Let's get back up on that stage now at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. All my buddies are there, like Granny Bullard, Jim Shockey, Phil Massaro, Craig Boddington, and Larry Wysoon.
But I did want to mention one thing. Out of all that hunt, Jim and I did learn one thing, that when we were younger, we could outrun the wind.
That's the easy thing to do on a bear stock. If the wind's going 10 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, you just run at the bear 17 miles an hour.
That's it.
You never get your scent.
He's exactly right. So, I mean.
Disclaimer, DSC disclaimer. Neither of these guys were the valedictorian in their high school, okay? Run to the bear 17 miles an hour.
Run to the bear. That's exactly what we ended up doing.
There you go.
We outran the wind.
There you go. Phil, you were not completely obnoxious up here today, so we want to invite you back tomorrow to do this again.
Yeah, fantastic. I can ramp it up if you need me to.
Yeah, we need you to be completely obnoxious tomorrow. Hey, what a pleasure to have you over here. I'm tickled that you've joined us.
Well, Billy, I want to thank you for having me up and Larry for inviting me and all of y'all for, you know, sitting and putting up with our silliness. I'm hoping to get the invite to hunt porcupines up at Jim Shockey's joint, but it doesn't look good. But
they're tasty, like a pack.
I heard they're wonderful.
Like chicken.
They've got a pack-like aftertaste.
Yeah. Hey, online, you got a website we can go to keep up with you?
Yes, you can. www.philmassaro, philmassaro.com.
Okay.
On Facebook at Phil Massaro or Instagram, the same thing.
Okay, Massaro. And this is your bride right over here?
Susie, would you stand up?
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Photographer.
Hi, Susie. Susie, what was your maiden name?
B-A-R-R-O-R, Bear.
That's very easy.
Yes.
So why didn't he just take yours? Massaro. Huh? Hey, Craig, have you got a website that we can check out?
CraigBoddington.com, and thanks for joining us. And, hey, thanks for being here at the show. And, yeah, listen, I think most of y'all probably are members, but please come as a guest and be welcome, but please leave as a member.
Yep, there you go. That's well said. Well done. And they can meet you in your booth this weekend. Do you remember where you are?
I'm 544.
You didn't even have to look at your tag this year. That was good. Jim, where can we find you online to keep up with all your family's activities?
Jim Shockey.com. gymshockey.com. We're on Facebook. I think it's Gymshockey Official or something, or Instagram. I think I do Twitter. I don't know. I have people handle that stuff.
I have people.
So, I take pictures and do a caption, and it ends up out there somewhere. So
yeah, skinny jeans people. Yeah.
They're not skinny jeans. It's big legs. Okay?
Granny Bullard, do you have a website yet where we can keep up with your hunting adventures?
You gotta be kidding.
But I
am on Facebook.
That's good. Your name probably comes up in the church bulletin or program from time to time.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did you bring there?
A banana pudding.
That's enough said.
Glenn says that everybody needs some banana pudding.
Well, so, you bet they do.
So I made it.
And thank you for making it, because it is a highlight. It's wonderful.
I didn't finish my story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go.
The next day, Glenn texts me, and he said, "Mama, you didn't miss." And they found that deer not too far from where I shot him.
That's good.
The coyotes had already.
Well, we never assumed that you missed. We had faith in you from the get-go.
Yeah.
You did good. You did good. You got any turkey? I know you've shot turkeys with your crossbow, too, haven't you? You going turkey hunting this spring?
Not this year.
You're not going to go this spring?
I lost my son, remember?
Yeah, I know you did. I'm sorry. But this coming spring, you're going to maybe get out a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. Oh, you bet. And I shoot them in the neck.
Yeah, I know you
did. They don't go nowhere if you shoot them in the neck.
Yeah, that's right. Shoot them in the neck. Jim, take notes. Did you get that?
Shoot them in the neck.
Shoot them in the neck. That's all you need to do. Hey, would y'all give our distinguished panel a round of applause? We have a lot of fun doing this every year. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Granny Bullard.
That's truly one of my favorite days of the year. I look forward to that as much as I look forward to the spring spawn or opening day of deer season. We have a blast, and I hope you'll make plans to join us. February 11th through the 14th, 2021, we're going to be at the Dallas Convention Center for Reflections, DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo. Completely out of time. Got to go. But I do want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together. And if you ever want to know more about Him, I'd love to tell you about Him. Just give me a call. Have a great week, and I'll meet you right back here next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.